Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Clovis Springs Baptist Church Palm Sunday. If you will, join in and sing with us as we sing, How Great Is Our God.
He wraps himself
that song says, Lord, I pray, God, that we put our trust in you alone. We will not be shaken. Lord, I ask, God, for your healing hand upon our nation right now, Lord, physically and spiritually, Lord. I ask, God, for others that might not know you, Lord, to see you through this. And I ask, God, that you'll shine, Lord. I ask, Father, that we would be your people as we're called to be the light in our communities, Lord. Lord, be with our pastors, God. Give them the strength to stand up here today, Lord. Lord, all we do is for you. And I ask all this in your precious name. I want to sing a special now. We have a special fellow in our church. We call him Brother George. And Brother George turned 90. And he handed me this song a couple years ago. And he asked me to sing this a couple of months ago. Little did we know how much this song would touch us today. And also it's his favorite song. So y'all listen to the words of this song. Clap your hands, smile, whatever you need to do. It's called He'll Deliver Me.
Serve that God that cannot fail. message in that song. He'll deliver me. And I know that we're in the middle of a crisis right now in America. But my friend, my God is able to deliver you and I, and He will. Turn with me this morning to the book of Matthew, chapter 26, beginning reading with verse 36 as we visit the Garden of Gethsemane this morning. Matthew 26, 36. Then cometh Jesus with them unto a place called Gethsemane, and saith unto His disciples, Sit ye here, while I go and pray yonder. And He took with Him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. Then saith He unto them, My soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here, and watch with Me. And He went a little farther, and He fell on His face, and prayed, saying, O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from Me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as Thou wilt. And He cometh unto the disciples, and findeth them asleep, and saith unto Peter, What? Could ye not watch with Me 1 hour? Watch, and I pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. He went away again the second time and prayed, saying, O my Father, if this cup may not pass away from Me, except I drink it, Thy will be done. And He came and found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy. And He left them and went away again and prayed the third time, saying the same words. Then cometh He to His disciples and saith unto him, Sleep on now and take your rest. Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going. Behold, He is at hand that doth betray Me. Verse 36 of this text says, Then cometh Jesus with them, talking about His disciples, unto a place called Gethsemane. Gethsemane, was the word means oil press or olive press. Gethsemane was a garden setting in the Mount of Olives. Well, why did Jesus go to Gethsemane? Why did Jesus go to Gethsemane? He went there with His disciples, with the exception of Judas. And in verse 36, He said to His disciples, Sit ye here while I go and pray yonder. Very, very simple directions. Sit ye here while I go and pray yonder. Why did Jesus go to Gethsemane? I think the answer is very obvious: to pray. My friend, Jesus knew that the crucifixion was just ahead. He knew the pain and the agony that He was going to face and that He would suffer. And so He went to pray. Well, then we ask a second question. Why did He take His disciples with Him? Why did He take His disciples with Him? I think He took them with Him to keep them close to Him, to keep them close to Him. Secondly, He wanted them to remember His great dependence upon God. Can you picture Jesus, the God-man, crying out to the Heavenly Father? And then third, Jesus knew that the disciples would need the Gethsemane experience to face the disillusionment that was ahead. They would need the Gethsemane experience to face the blindness and the unbelief that was ahead. They would need this experience to face the desertion that they were about to face, and they didn't even realize that they were facing it. Well, did the disciples really understand what Jesus was about to face? No. They could not comprehend it. And if you and I had been there that day, we neither one would have comprehended it. You know, even though Jesus had tried to prepare them for the crucifixion, they just simply could not comprehend it. You know, it kind of reminds you of when somebody comes to you and they will say to you, well, my mom died, and we don't really comprehend it. Or might say, my dad died, and we don't comprehend it. And then all of a sudden, one of our mom or our dad passes away, and I assure you at that point, we comprehend it. Sit ye here while I go yonder and pray. Verse 37, and He took with Him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. Verse 38, then saith He unto them, My soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here and watch with Me. I want us to think about what did Jesus face in Gethsemane as He confronted death. What did he face? He faced that of agony and pain like you and I will never know or never comprehend. You see, Gethsemane was a place of sorrow. He experienced so much sorrow and so much inner pain that it almost killed him, as you read various accounts. The pain and agony was so intense that it would sweat great drops of blood. It was so intense that God the Father sent an angel to strengthen him. We read in the book of Luke chapter 22, verse 43, and there appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him. And being in agony, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was as if it were great drops of blood falling to the ground. Oh, what did Jesus face in Gethsemane? He suffered such agony and such pain that he requested the presence of Peter and James and John. He needed them to pray with him. He needed them to come along beside him and to comfort him. He needed them just to come because they were his dearest of friends. Oh, what an encouragement to you and I when we're suffering physically or emotionally, that we have those friends that come along beside us, and those friends that encourage us, and those friends that stand with us in our hour of trial. What did Jesus face? Jesus gave a warning. He told his disciples, watch and pray for yourselves as well. Grab that one. Watch and pray for yourselves as well. Did Jesus know that in just a few hours that the disciples were literally going to cave in? Yes, he knew that. He knew exactly what they were facing. Did he know that Peter was going to deny him? Yes. Did he know that Judas would do? My friend, he already knew. Keep in mind, Judas had been pointed out by Jesus that he would betray him. Well, what did Jesus face in Gethsemane? There was mental and there was emotional agony. He was the Son of God, the maker of heaven and earth. My friend, he knew the unbelief of all men everywhere. And he faced that as he was going to the cross. He knew his own people, the Jews, had rejected him. He knew the malice of Jews and Gentiles alike. He knew men were extortioners. He knew the unfair trials that he would face. He knew that he would be cursed and mocked and crowned with thorns and hung on a cross to die. What did Jesus face at Gethsemane? He faced that of the humiliation of death, and he began to be sorrowful and very heavy. You see, at Gethsemane is a picture of great heaviness. Oh, what did Jesus face at Gethsemane? What is it like to bear all the sins of mankind? Think about that. That's what he faced. God made Christ to bear all sin, and sins of all the world would be poured out upon him as he hung on the cross. No wonder he cried out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? No wonder he needed the quietness of the garden as he went to it to pray. No wonder he needed his friends by his side, and no wonder that he needed to pray. What did Jesus do at Gethsemane? I want you to note something. Verse 39, he went a little further and fell on his face and prayed, saying, O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I wilt, but as thou wilt. And then we notice in verse 42, he went away again the second time and prayed, saying, O my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it, thy will be done. And in verse 44, he left them and went away again and prayed the third time, saying the same thing. Certainly from these three scriptures, we learn that he went to pray. He got alone, he turned to God, and he cried out to him, and he said, Oh, my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. Gethsemane was a place of suffering. Jesus needed to be alone with God, and he prayed, Oh, my Father, just like a child. He cried out to his heavenly Father in brokenness and dependency, and he begged God to remove the cup from him, the cross, if possible. But he prayed that God's will would be done. What did that mean? What did that mean? Separation from God because of man's sins. Separation from God because of man's sins. Man's sins were going to be poured out upon him on Calvary's cross. And here he is dying between two thieves. My friend, if you, I, or any other man was to really comprehend what took place in the Garden of Gethsemane, I'm quite confident that we would look at Easter in a different fashion. Jesus prayed, "Father, not my will, but thine be done." What happened when Jesus prayed at Gethsemane? I want you to go back to verse 40. And he came unto the disciples and findeth them asleep and saith unto Peter, "What? Could you not watch with me 1 hour?" In verse 43, and he came and found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy. In verse 45, then cometh he to his disciples and saith unto them, "Sleep on now and take your rest. Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners." Gethsemane was a place of solemnness and loneliness and grief and heartache and disappointment. And we could keep adding words. What happened? Peter and James and John, his closest of friends, went to sleep. Jesus had been left alone. Oh, they were to pray. And they were to watch, and they were to be watchful. But they went to sleep, and as they slept, Jesus poured out his soul with strong tears, begging for release, begging for the cross to be removed if it were the Father's will. You see, Gethsemane was a place of agonizing prayer, of agonizing prayer. What's the great lesson that we can learn from Gethsemane? To persevere in prayer would be a great answer to that question. What's the great lesson to be learned at Gethsemane? To persevere in prayer. Jesus gave the example 3 times in this account. He prayed in agony and in tears. Could it be that God wants us today in the middle of this pandemic crisis? Could it be that he wants us to persevere in prayer? Could it be that he wants us to just take those times during the day to persevere in prayer? Could it be that he wants us to stop at 12 o'clock every day and pray for 12 minutes? That's what he wants all the Baptist folks to do. 3 times he prayed for the Father's will to be done. I want to back up just a minute. He doesn't want just us Baptists praying. He wants us of all mankind to seek his face and turn from their wicked ways and pray and seek God's will and pray and seek God's healing in America today. 3 times he prayed for the Father's will to be done, to persevere in prayer. That message is for you and I. And then note verse 45 and 46. Then cometh he to his disciples and saith unto him, "Sleep on now and take your rest. Behold, the hour is at hand. The Son of Man is betrayed in the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going. Behold, he is at hand that doth betray me." My friend, listen to me. In confronting death, Jesus received great release, and he received great peace, and he received great courage. Verse 45, behold, the hour's at hand, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Through persevering prayer, my Lord was ready to face death on the cross. Through persevering prayer, you and I in America today can face what's just around the corner, and we certainly don't know what's ahead. We don't know how long this virus is going to last, but we do know this: God is in charge, and that he is the winner, and we'll see daylight one day. Thank God for that. Yes, Gethsemane was a place of resignation. Yes, Jesus experienced great distress, and Jesus endured intense sorrow, and Jesus experienced so much loneliness, and Jesus experienced and expressed so much agony. Gethsemane, a place where Jesus wept for you and I. Could I ask you a question? What have you done for him? What have you done for him? Are you getting before him even now and weeping on behalf of your nation and weeping on behalf of your loved ones that don't know him? Are you weeping in his presence? What have you done for him? My friend, what have you done with Jesus? What have you done with Jesus? Is he your Savior? Let us pray. Father, thank you for this day that we could look at the account in the Scripture concerning Gethsemane. And I thank you that this day we can come before you weeping and crying out to you and seeking your face, God. And God, I seek your face right now for that one that may be listening to me that does not know you as their Savior. I pray that right where they are, they'd admit to you that they're a sinner and that they'd ask you to forgive their sins and that they would ask you to come into their heart and save their soul. Father, I just pray now for our nation. God, guide and direct our leaders of this country. Guide and direct leaders both on the state level and the national level. Father, touch our president today and give him wisdom that he needs in this hour. And Father, we thank you that you love us. And I thank you, Lord, that today we're able to come into homes by means of Facebook Live. God, thank you for this hour of technology. And God, we're just going to praise you for what you're going to do in the days ahead. And Lord, we just lift up the bloodstained banner of the old rugged cross to you. We pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Thank you for listening.